from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Steelers aren't holding an election where they're asking their fans to come in and vote like it's a referendum. Should we give Cam Hayward a contract extension? Pull this lever for yes and this one for no. Internally, they've got their own scouting metrics. Mike Tomlin has the biggest say. Omar Khan is looking at comparables like you would do when you try to buy a house to figure out, okay, what should we pay him? What is he worth? And unless something changes between now and September 8th, he's going to go into this season as kind of a lame duck player in the last year of his contract. And I know that that hurts when you've given so much to an organization. He feels like he has sacrificed a lot. And he's right in many respects. He got injured in week one against San Fran last year. He rushed back and he played, but he was not himself. Hayward last year had career lows in sack rate, hurry rate, pressure rate. He was just not as destructive as a quarterback menace as he had been in the years prior. So the injury coupled with his age, it did transform into more of a solid starter than a star player. He wants to get paid like a star, and he wants to get paid like a star in his mid to late 30s. There ain't many people who get that. You know, we're spoiled here because we've seen some of our Hall of Famers go out on top. Jerome Bettis won his Super Bowl in his last year. Ben Roethlisberger, even though the team got blown out in Kansas City in the wild card game, Ben got to prance around at the end of the Browns home game and do his thank yous and shake hands and give high fives and whatnot. And then the miracle the next week with the Baltimore game and then the Chargers-Raiders game that night. Like, Ben went out pretty much, not on tippy top, but he had a nice send-off. And the difference, too, is, you know, definitely more so with Bettis than Ben, but those guys are ready to walk away from the game. Hayward is not. And Hayward is motivated by two things. He's motivated by getting into the Hall of Fame, and he's motivated by winning a Super Bowl. And I think he's close to the Hall of Fame. Here, he's pretty far away from winning a Super Bowl. But if you can't win a Super Bowl, the next best thing for an organization like this, I suppose, is to say that you played for this team for the duration of your career. That you played for a really long time, almost 20 years, and you did it strictly in black and gold. What has surprised is the wrong word. But what has stood out to me about this whole discussion about Hayward as we now reach the deadline with him, what I have been taken aback by with him is the sheer number of people we have heard from on this show who identify themselves as diehard Steelers fans who are so willing to put business ahead of their personal feelings. Because usually, even though the name on the front of the jersey means more than the back, we get attached to these people, and if these people do right by us, we want the organization to do right by them. And I have heard very few people in the 6 months that we've talked about Hayward. Very little has been said on his behalf. I think this is why he's getting irritated and why he's annoyed by it. It just does not seem or feel like there's not a decent number of fans who think that he's getting screwed by the Steelers or not being treated properly. And I'm one of those people. I think they didn't ask him to take a pay cut. They're still paying not a premium anymore because the price of defensive linemen, the elite ones, has gone up so much. So if he is elite, he is underpaid. I feel like the organization is making the right call here. Unless he's willing to pay play for less and acknowledge that maybe the production is not going to be the same over the next couple of years, you see how this year goes. And it's like Joe Flacco in the Super Bowl of Baltimore. If Hayward balls out and plays like one of the 5 or 10 best defensive linemen in the NFL again this year, then hey, he proved he could come back from the groin injury. You don't give him a long-term deal. You give him short-term guaranteed money, and you let him ride off into the sunset. But in my opinion, and this is hard to say about a guy that is, what, 36 years old and has accomplished a lot and gone to a bunch of Pro Bowls and been an All-Pro, he does have something to prove this year. I don't think you reward him with a contract on the back end and not the front end. We had Thomas Dimitroff, the ex-Falcons GM, on the show Friday, and he said, when you work for Bill Belichick, one of the things you learn is you'd rather be early on a guy and get out on him too soon than have him stick around for too long. And I think lately the Steelers have probably been guilty of the letting people stick around too long thing. Donnie, you've got, is Hayward still your picture on Twitter? Is this still you and him? The last I checked, is it you two? No, it's not. Who is it?
The picture of use on Twitter?
Yeah, I thought your avatar was you and a football player.
Yeah, that's from the, that's one of the high school kids I interviewed at.
Oh, okay.
Woody High a few weeks ago.
He's a monster. He's a big guy, unless I'm looking at the wrong picture.
The angle makes him look
huge.
Yeah, okay. Bigger than what he is. I mean, he was, kid's probably like 6'1".
Do you think Hayward has a leg to stand on here?
I mean, I feel like we always say the same thing with Cam, and you just said it. Like, we love the dude as a person, but he does have to prove that he does have a little bit left in the tank here. Which I think he has some good football left in him. I don't think he has great football left in him. So it just kind of comes down to where you want to draw that line and how you eventually write up a contract where you think he's worth. I think there's good left. I don't think there's great left.
I think he's playing. I can't believe I'm going to say this because he said differently. I think this is his last year in the NFL. I think this is. I don't think he's going to end up playing for another team. I think it's like Hines Ward or Troy Polamalu. I think that's maybe where their head was at the start. But I think in the end, he's going to play out this year. It's going to go good, not great. And he's going to look around and he's going to say at the end of the year, could I play for $10 or $11 million? Of course I could. But I value myself as a $20 million player. No one's willing to pay me that much, so I'm good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.